Well, it's nice and quiet in here this morning, so we will get started on our July the 16th regular session of Commissioners Court. Let's have a few moments of silence and then stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
I nearly got it right. Okay. Our county clerk is out today. She had a family emergency, so we're glad to have Raina here with us. Number one on the agenda is any public comment. Anyone who wishes to make any public comment at this time? 2A is to accept for recording all payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll. Where is our treasurer?
I just missed it.
I've got confidence in a motion to approve.
She may have something she wants to talk about on that.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments.
Motion approved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
The budget amendments are approved. We've approved payroll changes and payroll.
We ready for you. Monthly report.
I'm going by the time on the phone that he's correct. This is the one on payroll. No, it's not.
This one we go by.
D is the accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's quarterly report, and monthly report. We'll have to wait on the quarterly report.
This is the monthly. It's coming with my name.
Oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item F are expenditures from the JP Technology Fund. Is anyone aware of any? Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move approved.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Hi, Mr. Smith.
Good morning. We have a total of 8 properties this morning. First one I have on my list is in Commissioner 4. As described, is 0.086 acres more or less situated in the Lombrero survey. It's a little lot, looks like 50 by 60 on Warren Street over near Bradford. We have a bid for $2,000.
There's a motion and a second to accept the bid of $2,000 on the 0.086 acres more or less in the Lombrero survey. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Okay, the next property I have looks like it's in Precinct 1. It's on Henry Williams Road. It's described as 2 acres more or less in Sheriff Powell survey. It has a appraisal district has a value of $40,300 on it. It looks like it has a structure on it that they have valued at $31,550. I have a bid for $7,000.
As I understand this, this is actually just 1 acre, is that right?
I don't know. We don't.
That's what it says here at the bottom.
Yeah. And we don't ever guarantee acres. Any single of tax, I'm thank you for that out. We don't guarantee land even there on the tax deed.
Motion to accept this bid.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept the bid of $7,000 on the tract located in the Sarah Powell head right. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
With the court's permission, I would like to submit the next two together. We have the same bidder. The lots are adjacent. Same cause number. They had a different R number for the appraisal district, if that's the court's pleasure. We have lot 3, block 4, Lincoln Edition, and lot 4, block 4, Lincoln Edition. We show a value on the lot 3 of $950, a value on lot 4 of $1,880. I have a bid for $300 on lot 4 and $200 on lot 3.
Moved to accept.
Second.
Both bids.
Second.
Or City.
There's a motion and a second to accept the bid of $200 on Lot 3, Block 4, and the bid of $300 on Lot 4, Block 4, in the Lincoln Edition in Orr City. Those in favor of accepting those bids?
Aye.
Those bids are accepted.
Next one I show would be in Commissioner Precinct 3 on Juniper Road. It's described as 12.75 acres, more or less, situated in the J.W. Augustine, I'm sorry, survey. That property is off Juniper Road. The appraisal district shows it valued at $35,500. It was struck off for $19,110. We have a bid for $8,925.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept the bid of $8,925. On the 12.75 acres located in the J.W. Augustine. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
The next one I have is Schultz being Commissioner of Precinct 1. It's off Bob Link Road, east side of Bob Link Road. It's described as 5.35 acres more or less in the bulk survey. The appraisal district shows a value of $26,530. It was struck off for $16,264.39. I have a bid for $5,000.
Motion to accept that bid.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept a bid of $5,000 on the 5.35 acres located in the Jesse T. Bullock. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid's accepted.
Next property I show is Information Precinct 1. It's in Glenwood Acres. It's described as Lot 210, Phase 4, Glenwood Acres. The appraisal district shows its value at $2,100. It was struck off for value at $2,100. I have a bid for $500.
Motion to accept that bid, please.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept the bid of $500 on Lot 210, Phase 4, Glenwood Acres. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Next property I show in Information Precinct 4. It's described as 3.636 acres more or less situated in the Chisholm Survey up on the north end of the county. We show it location on the west side of Mink Road. The appraisal district shows a value of $27,740. It was struck off for $9,679.85. I have a bid for $3,060.
Motion to accept.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept a bid of $3,060 for the 3.6 acres more or less in the Chisholm survey. Those in favor of accepting that bid? That bid is accepted.
Thank you, gentlemen. That concludes my business.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Item 4 is to discuss and take action on the contract with Bullfinch Custodial Service. And Mr. and Ms. Bullfinch have prepared a contract for us to approve.
This was the one we had submitted,
right? Yes, it's $4,225 per month.
Motion to accept the contract.
Second.
Yes. There's a motion and a second to accept the bid and approve the bid with Bullfinch Custodial Services. Those in favor?
Aye.
The contract is approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action on the proposal from Goodwin Roofing for the county library gutters. And Richard Goodwin should have delivered to the commissioners just within, Friday, some amendments to that proposal. And don't know if everyone's had the time to look at that or there may be questions.
Yes, I asked him to bid going up the rakes to either put us a metal molding or whatever he could to stop the water from running down on the brick. And he overlooked it, so he gave us this other bid on it, which I recommend we take the 3/8-inch bead of tacky tape for $852 on that one. And I recommend that we take a bid of $9,250 to replace the gutters and liner inside and leave our downspouts as are. I think we can get by with those.
Okay.
Second.
You are. You think that 3/8 bead of tacky tape, you think that'll be the best way for us to go on that?
I think, well, if we go the other, we're going to spend.
Yeah.
I think that would solve the problem, really. There's not a whole lot of money running off there. It's steady, but it needs stop.
Right. I was just kind of concerned with the length of time that would
last.
Yeah, and if you're gonna look up and notice it, that was my concern. That if
I don't believe you'd notice it. My main concern is the 3/8 inch.
Mm-hmm.
What's the purpose of that? Is that to keep the water from going over the top of
it? It's a lip so that when the water falls on that, that's about a 8-inch flat surface there, and when the water falls on it, it runs to the front and runs over the brick, and our objective is to make it run to the back so it gets in the gutter.
Richard,
isn't there a chance that tacky tape's going to get hot?
Well,
and seven, it's not going to be near as thick, and we're going to lose what we attempted to accomplish that. I know the other issue that I put on loose before, whatever, over a period of time with the heat buildup up there, it's no longer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still going to have that. It's got that 3/8 bend in it that's going to keep it. That's just
what holds.
Yeah, that's just what. And he said he would screw it also.
So
screw it or
like
rivet it. No, he said he would screw it or rivet it one way or the other.
He had caught us, buddy. He caught Lloyd and I in my office.
Friday evening.
I don't know. He had told us that number one proposal, and I realize it's an extra $2,000.
Yeah.
He had said that. He said that would fix it from now on.
Well, I like
that, and that's the reason Lloyd was asking those questions, I think.
I like the 5/8 over right. The 3/8. And mm-hmm. It goes.
I'll tell y'all too that because I thought about this over the weekend. The right of way in the fund for right of ways, where the TxDOT comes in and tells me at the beginning of the budget year how much we need to put into the right-of-way fund for purchase of right-of-way. They haven't completed those projects or asked for that money this year, and they said it will be next year. So there is, if we're worried about money at all, there's some money in that fund.
Well, what we could do is consider. If we skip this and go to open the bid, and then we pretty well know how much money we have left. You know, open the bid on this other roof.
Okay. You want to come back to it?
And then come back to this. I believe we have one we have in there, $78,000.
But I hadn't looked in a few days. I'm not sure.
There's about $80,000 in that right-of-way fund.
No, I was talking about the facility.
Oh, okay.
But I'd rather go with the most costly on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a more of a long-term fix and not have any trouble out there. So that's all I was thinking.
I didn't think y'all would want to.
Sometimes I think it's better to fix it.
If we got the 80 out of the there, and you feel
well, we can
cut you on a couple of what TxDOT's told us.
Well, I changed my motion then that we go with number one choice of $2,840.
There's a motion and a second then to accept the bid or the proposal for $9,250 for the gutter work and $2,840 for the facial work on the building at the library. Those in favor of doing that work.
I'd make $12,090. So we're possibly going to go over, I'm pretty sure, over at $20,000.
If we need to put some in there, we'll get it out of this other fund.
Okay.
Will you contact Mr. Goodwin?
Yes.
All right. That work is approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to hear from Emergency Management Coordinator pertaining to protocol necessary to recover monies from disaster funds. Mr. Mandrager.
Take you back to 2006 when we had all the fires in the county. Because of our reporting procedure in Upshur County with all of our fire departments, from the city departments to the out county departments, we were able to recover about $26,857.32, which we were able to distribute to all the different departments that had responded to wildfires here in Upshur County. The reason we got that money is because they went through the proper channel in reporting those fires. The thing that they had to do is go to a Texas Forest Service website and put in on that website, here's what we responded to, here's the manpower we used on each fire, and then at the end of that fire season, basically what happened, they turned those hours into myself, and then I went to a FEMA meeting where they had a FEMA rep. And the FEMA rep did the audit on our county, and then we were able to receive up to $26,000 on that disaster when we had the fire. The same thing goes with our flooding. In order to recover the monies for our flooding, we have to have prompt reporting of any bridges out, any culverts out, any people stranded in their homes, any rescues that are taking place in our county, as far as damage to the roads, and then we have to document that and make sure that everybody's on the same page so when we turn in those monies, saying, hey, this is how much Upshur County spent on the disaster that took place with the flooding here a few weeks back, we can recover those monies. One of my key concerns is, number one, the Upshur County Sheriff Department did an outstanding job responding to all the disasters in the county when we had the flooding, closing roads, putting out cones. Same thing with all the fire departments. They did an outstanding job helping mitigate that problem and taking care of that problem. The only concern that I have today is our reporting process. We need to have a written policy that would say, okay, for everybody that's in each precinct, all of our road and bridge people, that as soon as we start to get damage or flooding over a roadway and oil top roads are being tore up, we need to document that information, report it to the emergency management coordinator myself. I can talk to Judge Fowler, let him know what's happening in emails, and then I report that to Deborah Donahue, our regional liaison officer with the state of Texas under Jack Cowley, and then it's on the docket. They know that we've got a disaster going on. If we're not reporting those things, they don't know what's happening. We need to do the same thing with Sheriff Dispatch. We need to have, and they did this. They had a log, but the problem was, if you all remember, the power went out the day that we had the heavy rain, and they were unable to send me any type of email or fax from the Sheriff Department. And so what I had to do is just call them up on the phone and say, can you tell me what we've got? He says, Greg, I've got so many road closures, I can't tell you how many road closures I have right now. Let me get back with you. And I ended up recovering some of that information later on after they got it back up and operational. The same was true with Gilmer Fire Department, who does all the county dispatching. They reported to me exactly what roads were closed. The thing that I'm wanting to do is bring everybody on the same page for the benefit of Upshur County so that we can have each precinct would report their damage as soon as it's occurring, either through their road and bridge people, or we could do it where the fire department's reported into the Gilmer Fire Department dispatch. They can tell them, hey, here's the roads we got closed. Same thing could go through with Upshur County Sheriff Department through dispatch, but we've logged it. And as soon as we log what roads are damaged, what trees are across roadways, what homes are flooded out, how many swift water rescues we had, that's going to be a benefit to us, because if we were reporting that right as it happens, and we're contacting a coordinator, I'm contacting Deborah, Deborah could say, hey, Greg, do you guys need any swift water people up there? That we can put them on a chopper right now, get them up to your county if it's that severe. Kind of like what they did to Marble Falls in South Texas. We can have those or access to those assets right away. So that's my big concern this morning, is just the reporting procedure and making sure that we're documenting it in every precinct, all the damage that we've had. Because last Friday, I'm sure, Judge, you know this, that we were declared a disaster county, and we can recover funds up to about $107,000 now. And so with that happening, we've got $107,000 out there. All we have to do is articulate what was the damage and what was the cost when we had the heavy rains and the flooding now, to the culverts that were washed out, roads that were damaged, to recover those monies. So in order to do that, there's things that we have to do. We have to have a disaster declaration. The commission, I've got a copy of that right now that I can open up to you, and I can also show you the disaster declaration from the state of Texas.
We have one ready.
You have one ready?
Yes.
Okay, you're all set in that? Okay. The other thing, well, if you want, are they, is that one? That's a generic one that we already had made up in the emergency management plan book. You don't have to follow it word for word, but that's what Jack Colley's requesting that we have.
Yeah.
Okay. May I ask?
Yeah, I've got some.
Let me state a federal thing.
Federal.
This will be probably low.
It's federal money that is it's distributed by the governor's office of emergency management. It comes from FEMA, and then it's awarded to the state. And then what generally happens is they set a threshold. Greg was talking about $107,000. Our threshold is $108,000. Once we can show that we've had $108,000 in losses, then they will send an auditor here. And they will go with Mr. Pendarvis to various points in the county, probably only two precincts, and they will visit where the damage occurred. And then they will, based on the visit to two precincts, they'll calculate our total damage. And as long as we're over $108,000, we can be reimbursed for everything we spent.
Judge, is this also for the workers, like the ones that work overtime? Like
yes. It includes some of the damages that we had in Upshur County, and some of the things that will be included in the estimate are resurface of the roads, if surfaces need to be replaced on the roads, culverts and bridges, overtime pay for any of our employees, and debris removal. All of those things, anything that we spend in order to clean up after the flood, helps us meet that $108,000 threshold. And once we've met that, we qualify, and we can get and the $108,000 is not like a deductible. I mean, we get the $108,000 plus everything above that too. It's just you've got to have at least $108,000 before you qualify.
So does that be road service
and
overtime pay?
And debris removal will be a big part of ours.
And then once we do go through this process, then the farm aid will kick in there for the farmers that have lost hay crops and different things.
At this point, what do you see as qualifying for the $107,000 to $108,000?
Do I see us qualifying?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
We'll
as long as we've got documentation of what has taken place, and that's where my concern is, to make sure that you commissioners and the judge knows exactly what the damage was in our county. That's why I'm wanting, through our dispatch centers, make sure that they're documenting what's taking place. They did a good job, but it was just chaos because the power went out at the same time, and they're trying to dispatch. They've got people calling in right and left. They did an outstanding job under the circumstances. But all I'm wanting to make sure is that we each precinct is reporting damage, and then once the damage occurs, we go out and do an assessment right after the floods recede. Take a look at the roads, the bridges, do an assessment of, hey, what do you think the damage is going to cost us? That's going to be very, very helpful.
So what I understand, you want Road and Bridge to directly get in contact with you and let you know precinct by precinct what the damage has been?
That would be perfect. If we could do that, they could do. What I'd like to do is if they could send me an email or they can fax it, I can give them a fax number. Same thing with the Sheriff Department and Gilmer Fire. If they can fax that information, the faster I get it to Deborah Donahue, then the state looks and they say, hey, Upshur County's got a problem. They've got a disaster going on. And so that really helps me, because if we're only just reporting, okay, all we had was road or water over a road, we don't know what the damages were after the water receded, then they don't know. So what I'm supposed to do is give Deborah, who's our regional liaison officer, a report as soon as it's coming in. Hey, we've got these roads closed. We've got this swift water rescue going on. And then after it's over, then I'm supposed to be calling her and letting her know, hey, here's what our damages are. This is what we're estimating up right now from the fire department responding, from the police department's responding, the sheriff department responding, our road and bridge people going out and taking a look at what the damages were, so we're accurate on those.
So any and all notes that are taken during, let's say, for instance, this last disaster when there was a power outage, mm-hmm. any and all notes that are scribbled on anything is going to be relevant and important from your position.
That's correct.
For us to recover any money or whatever. So we don't need to drop anything through the crack and think, well, that note's really not important. You,
that
you
is like correct. That.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one more thing, just to give this to the judge. This is a disaster mitigation plan, and basically it's from the state. If we're going to get disaster funds, we have an opportunity for this grant. Basically, after we recover the funds for our county out of this grant, we could get this hazard mitigation grant, which you're going out, you're taking a look at the culverts, you're taking a look at what is vulnerable, and you're basically doing an assessment and submitting that assessment. I think it's due in August on, okay, these culverts didn't work. Obviously, they're way too small. We need to improve it. In order to improve it, we need disaster mitigation funds to help us recover more monies to try to make it better, so the next time we have a flood come through here, we put bigger culverts in, we don't have as much flooding. So that's what that's about. And Judge, that's from Jack Kelly. I wanted to make sure I got that in your hands.
Okay. We appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Item 7 is to discuss and take action to declare Upshur County a flood disaster area. I put in y'all's packet a copy of the resolution that if we adopt this, then it qualifies. It's the first step to qualify us for the disaster aid from FEMA.
How far back will this go, Judge?
It's damages from the last 6 weeks of rain that we've had.
So it will go back 6 weeks then?
Yes. If we can show that the damage related to this, to the flooding during that period.
Will this be included in the $108,000 that we were talking about? Or
yes.
Will this possibly go even higher than?
Well, it's going to go. It's going to go above $108,000. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the resolution declaring a local disaster for flooding. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Raina, that has to be attested to at some point. I'll put it in the record and let you stamp it later. Item 8 is to open bids for the tax assessor collector's roof and to discuss and take any necessary action. We had one bid. It is from Williams Concrete, doing business as Goodwin Roofing Service. And the bid is for $42,810.
You need to look at the specs.
From what I understand, said from him, it's a Dura-Weld roof like we put on the jail.
Is this what he presented in court a few weeks back?
Yeah. Yes.
So there's no changes to what?
No.
What he discusses, what he did. What's the warranty on that?
It'd be 15 or 18.
20.
20 year.
Yep. Yes. That roof is actually, and Commissioner Ferguson could probably tell you more, but it's a little simpler roof. There's not as many obstructions, and that's why I understand that $43,000 is a lot of money, but it's a third, less than a third of what it cost for the jail roof. Because the jail roof has all those air conditioners on top and a lot of obstructions that they have to work around, and this is a lot simpler.
This is where you're fixing that cap. Blow it. I move to accept this bid.
Second.
Do you remember what the estimate was that other guy gave us in that? Is it 52?
It was 48.
48.
But it had a bid that was tacked on top of that also, right? $6,000, I think.
It was just an estimate.
Right.
Okay.
Any other discussion? There's a motion and a second that we accept the bid from Goodwin Roofing to do the work on the tax office for $42,810. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is accepted. That's all on the agenda.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
We're adjourned.